Are you glad you know Him tonight? Are you even gladder He knows you? Never ceases to amaze me. He knows me, but He loves me anyway. Amen? Turn me up just a tad, guys. Take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter number 5. I'm going to preach very quickly tonight. I've got just a simple thought. It's more of an illustration than it is anything, but I believe it carries a pretty heavy truth. And I saw you grin at your wife when I said I'd be brief tonight, Brother Robbie. Don't do that no more. I'll preach an hour and a half. Amen. An hour, is that what you... Okay, thank you, brother. You were nice. Seriously, I just have a little thought tonight, and I may preach an hour. I don't know, but I don't plan on it. Matthew chapter number 5. I want to look at some very familiar scripture tonight. And every one of us can probably at least partially quote the verse that I'm about to read. But do you know there is a difference in quoting a verse and living a verse? Let me say that again. There is a big difference in quoting a verse of Scripture and living a verse of Scripture. Sometimes I get sick of running into people out in the world who ain't right with God, who ain't in church, and they want to pop off some scripture at you like they're Mr. Bible. Somebody help me right there. Amen. They think quoting a little scripture makes them spiritual. Did you know the devil can quote this book? Are you aware of that? The devil can. I'm not saying don't let that discourage you from learning to memorize Scripture. We ought to do that. But memorizing Scripture doesn't make you no more spiritual than memorizing your multiplication table. Amen. I just thought I'd front load the message with that tonight. Quoting a verse and living a verse is two different things. There's some verses in the Bible that are harder to live than others. Love your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Ow. And here's another verse that's harder to live than it is to quote. Matthew chapter number 5. Look with me at verse number 14. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." Now stop right here and look at me. Who's He talking to? Come on, class, who's He talking to? Us. He didn't say you should be the light of the world. He said ye are the light of the world. Talking about His children, His church, we are the light. He didn't say there was another light. He said you're it. He said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Tonight, I just want to preach this simple thought. Is your bulb blown? Is your bulb blown? Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." I'm afraid as we look around our country and let's just narrow that thing down. Not just our country, but as we look around our community. The light of God is growing dim. Would you agree with me? There was a day when prayer was welcome in a public school. And it wasn't that long ago. I remember my second grade teacher. She's in heaven now. I don't even know her first name. I knew her husband's name was Clyde. And her name was Miss. Miss Cole. Miss Cole was probably the meanest teacher New Georgia Elementary ever had. She's listening in heaven right now. She was one of those teachers that would bend your hand back like that and take an old-fashioned wooden ruler. She didn't paddle your backside, she paddled your hand. That's 10 times. How many of you ever had a hand whooping? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just a few. That hurts. But every day before classes, all our teachers did back in them days, she read the Bible, and we prayed every morning, and we pledged the Christian flag and the American flag. We did that every day. Nobody thought anything of it. It was normal. Now they would have a hissy fit if you even brought that flag in the classroom. I'm saying the light's getting dim. Everybody wants to point at politicians and they want to point at the world. Jesus didn't say the politicians was the light of the world. He didn't say the government was the light of the world. He said we're the light of the world. So the problem must not lie in Washington. The problem must lie in our churches. The only way churches can get people to show up now is to bring the world into the church. Hence a Jesus jam. Now don't y'all go saying a whole lot about them people. I love them. We're just not having a part of that. Are y'all okay? I got dear friends in that church, but we're not doing that. Amen. Why? We're supposed to be light. We okay? It's getting dark in our country. If a politician even mentions the Lord, why, he's a whack job. We're the crazy ones because we don't believe in murdering babies. We don't believe in men marrying men. My daughter was telling me yesterday about Captain America. Captain America. A superhero. Somebody for children to look up to. She said she heard that they are making another Captain America, and Captain America's going to be gay. The light's pretty dim in America. I remember when I was a kid, some of the most wholesome things you could watch was superheroes. You okay? The problem's not out there. The problem's in here. He said, so let your light shine that men may see your good works. Our job as Christians is to shine. Would you agree? We sing that little song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I won't let Satan blow it out. Let it shine till Jesus comes. All that, I'm going to let it shine. Are you letting it shine tonight? Listen, if our light goes out, it's just dark. Because he said, ye are the light of the world. If the light of the church of Jesus Christ goes out, this world has no light. Man, that ought to hit us pretty hard. Imagine how hard you try at home to keep your lights on. You'll pay that light bill before you'll pay the mortgage payment. Why? You don't want to live in the dark. You want the refrigerator running. Amen. We go to great lengths to make sure them lights stay burning. While the church just gets darker and darker and darker and darker and darker. Now we're fanatics just because we say we believe the Bible. I'm talking about Baptists looking at us and saying they're a bunch of nuts. They really believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. Yeah, we do. Y'all okay? We're the nuts. That used to be the norm. I can remember as a child growing up, I didn't know there was another version. I did not know till after I was called to preach and started traveling around some, I did not know there was a King James controversy. I never heard it preached on, Brother Freddie, ever. Who grew up at White Oak with me? Did y'all ever remember hearing a message about the King James Bible being the Word of God? Nobody had to tell us that. Y'all all right? We didn't know there was nothing else. Now we're a bunch of fruitcakes. We're the minority. Let me tell you something. Bible believers are getting few and far between. It's getting dark in our country. Let me ask you again. Is your bulb blown? Sister Angie and I are leaving here just shortly, and we're headed to, I forgot where, somewhere in Mississippi. Olive Branch, Mississippi. We're going to spend a night. So I was trying to get everything ready last night because I knew I wouldn't have time this afternoon. I went in the back bedroom to get me a little duffel bag. I'm used to flying, so I've got my suitcase that I put everything in. I don't normally travel in my truck, so I needed a duffel bag to put some clothes in. I went in there and flipped on the switch and took it for granted when I flipped the switch that the light would come on. Well, there's a ceiling fan in that back bedroom. In the ceiling fan, you got one switch cuts on the lights, one switch cuts on the fan. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Well, I flipped the switch and nothing happened. Well, the ceiling fan's got a pull chain in the middle of it. I thought, well, somebody's pulled that chain. I pulled that chain and still no light. I looked up at that ceiling fan, and that ceiling fan doesn't have one light bulb. It doesn't have two light bulbs. It's got three. Out of three light bulbs, you'd think maybe one would be burning enough for me to get a bag. But no, there's all three gone out. And I thought, what's the chance of all three of these bulbs going out at the same time? And that thing got to weighing on me. And here's what I thought. You know what? I bet they didn't all quit at once. I bet they didn't all go out at the same time. Now, let me tell you something. I don't go in that room. My wife has an extra closet back there where she's got extra clothes. That's one reason I don't go in that room. Another reason, there's a treadmill in there. And an elliptical machine and a workout bench. I ain't got no business in that room. They ain't no TV, they ain't no tater chips, and ain't no Frigidaire in that room. I don't know how long them lights has been out, but I thought they didn't all go out at one time. Somebody walked in that room, Brother Robbie, and flipped the switch, and one of them bulbs was blown. That's all right, we got two more. It's all right, they still a couple shining. Look yonder. There's one out right there. Yep. One out right over there.
Just preach, okay?
One at a time, them lights went out and nobody did anything about it.
Yeah.
We sit in church and we think, well, so-and-so's carrying the light.
Yeah.
It don't matter if my light shines or not. We still got a couple. Somebody walked in that room and flipped the switch. Now, honey, I'm not implying you. I know don't nobody live there but me and you, but I don't know who somebody would have been. Somebody walked in that room and there's two lights out. But we still got one. Do you know it's a whole lot easier to change out one light bulb when you got two shining than it is to change three when you ain't got none? We're going to wake up one morning. We're going to show up to church and there ain't going to be no light. Because each individual has let their light bulb blow. And they've done nothing about it. Simple question tonight. How you shining? Is your bulb blown? Let me ask you this tonight. I'll give you three little thoughts. Have you ever went to change a bulb and reach to take it out and touch it and it come on? Anybody ever done that? I've done that before and thought I had the power of God. Reach up there and grab that bulb and it comes on. You go, wow, I'm going to go touch my wife. I'm going to go touch some people at church, man. I'm going to go touch that bus with a transmission that's jacked up and can't nobody figure out what's wrong with it. That light sitting there just dormant and not burning, and you think it ain't no good. All it needed was a touch.
Yeah, right.
Brother Tommy sings that song, "Somebody Touch Me." I'm glad somebody touched me one day. I'm glad when I got saved, the Lord Jesus touched my life and He touched my heart. Thank God He touched me. And when He did, the light that never had shone before began to burn in my soul. All with a touch. He touched me. That's 30-something years ago. But I've need touched again and again and again. Again, some of you need the touch of God again in your life. Just because you're in church don't mean you're shining. Somebody said, "Oh, so-and-so's bulbs blowed." Maybe they just need touched. I ain't changing what ain't blowed. There's a chance you could get on a ladder and get up there and touch one of them bulbs and come on. It just needs a touch. Amen. How long has it been since you had a touch? Our young people went to North Carolina to youth rally and they got a touch. Amen. I'm glad that fire and that light still shining. Yes, some of them's already growing dim. Yeah. You've already got back and let boyfriends and girlfriends and all the other junk in the world begin to dim your light that was shining bright when you got off that bus when you got home. And it's the same thing with mom and daddy. It's the same thing with grandma and grandpa. If we ain't careful, we'll allow everything else to dim and cover that light. But when God touches that bulb and it comes on, boy, woo, it shines bright. How long has it been since you felt the touch of God? Let me tell you something. Brother Tommy went and got me this light bulb a while ago. It's brand spanking new. Brand new bulb. Ain't nothing rattling in the inside. Can you make that come on? Uncle Fester could. He's looking at me like, "Who's Uncle Fester?" How many of you know Uncle Fester? Thank God I ain't the only old feller in here. Uncle Fester put it in his mouth, screw it in his ear, and that light. Let's try it. Ain't nothing wrong with a bulb. Are y'all listening? Ain't nothing wrong with a bulb. What's keeping this light from burning? There's a contact point right there. And if that contact point ain't touching the power source, this light will never shine. Maybe the only thing wrong with your bulb tonight, it may not be blowed. It just may not be connected to the power. And we just need the power of God to touch our life that we might shine, not just on Sunday, but on Monday. I'd like some of these kids to go shine in the halls of these public schools. I'm telling you, we are in the latter days. And it's time we shine or die. Amen. I'm not a doomsday guy, but this thing ain't fixing to get better. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, "Oh, Trump's going to straighten this out." Who going to straighten him out? Every one of them's a bunch of idiots, in my opinion. Brother Philip asked me tonight, I announced we were going to Arkansas. He said, "Y'all going to a Clinton rally." I can't even tell you what I told him. We on the interweb. No, we ain't going to no Clinton rally. Are y'all okay? We better get our bulb connected. Because politicians ain't going to fix it. They don't have the light this world needs. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only light this world has. Jesus could step out visibly on a cloud and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." That's not what He chose to do. He chose us, His children. He said, "You're the light, so let it shine." So let it shine. Is your bulb blowed? Or do you just need a touch again? Just need God to touch your life.
Amen.
Huh? I thought about this. Not only sometimes will a touch fix that bulb, but a turning will fix that bulb.
Yes,
or a tightening. You ever had somebody look at you, maybe a coach or your parents when you was a kid, and say, you better tighten up?
Yes,
you ever had anybody say, you better tighten up?
Yes,
hey, as your pastor, listen, you better tighten up.
Yes,
your light's about to go out.
Yes,
amen. There's some Christians around here, the only lights they shine is headlights and tail lights. That's what the old time preachers used to say. You'll be all right with that. Amen. The light of God ought to be shining. Listen, what happens? I got to thinking about this. What happens as we stomp through the house? Just life. Slowly but surely. That bulb begins to turn in the wrong direction. And do you know it doesn't have to move very much, Brother Warren? I started to bring a lamp in here and plug it up tonight, and I was afraid I'd electrocute myself. Don't ever stick your finger in a lamp, even if it's off. If it's plugged up, it will bite you. I learned that as a young man. There's always juice in that socket. Ooh, that'll preach right there. There's always juice in the socket, amen? Look, just a little bit of turning caused that contact point to lose contact. Just a little bit of sin get between me and him. The light goes out. You ever saw a light bulb so loose it'll sit there and flicker? That means it's almost touching. Almost. All it needs is just a little turn. Just a little turn. Do you know that's what repentance is? Repentance is a turning. Let me say that again. Repentance is a turning. I wonder how many good bulbs have been thrown in the garbage. Wonder how many good bulbs have been discarded and gave up on when all they needed was a touch and a tightening. I've heard preachers get up and brag about how many they've run out of their church. They didn't need run out. They needed tightening. They didn't need making a public spectacle of. They just needed a turn.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what I found out? A lot of times that light that wasn't shining, Brother Josh, hold that for me just like that. That light that wasn't shining, just that right there. You know what happens when you do that? It shines as bright as the rest of them.
Amen.
Just a, you need this bulb? Just a touch. They got them at Walmart for a quarter. Just a touch and a turn. And it shines as bright as every other little, the rest of them. You don't need throwing away. You don't need getting out. You don't need giving up. And you don't need quitting. You just need a touch. And a turn. And you can burn again. Heard so many Christians say, I'm burned out. That's not biblical. It's not. It's not biblical. I've got whatever it is inside me that it takes to make it till Jesus comes. This flesh gets weak and this flesh gets tired, and we all need to rest. There ain't no doubt about that. But I'm not going to get burned out on serving Jesus. I get a little weary sometimes. Pastoring, traveling way too much. I said it last year, I know, and I'll probably eat these words. I'm going to slow down. I got to learn how to say no. We tell the kids to say no to drugs. I got to learn to say no to preachers. Amen? Preacher, I'm going to quit my Sunday school class. I'm going to quit this. I'm going to quit that. I'm burned out. No, you're not. You just need tightened up a little bit. Sometimes we just need to get our priorities right and just tighten it up a little bit. How many of you watch yourself every now and then and go, man, I've got a little loose. You know whether or not your light's shining. And chances are high, if you're saved, your light ain't blowed. It just ain't making contact no more. All you need is a touch. If you ain't careful, watch. Here's what you'll do. Y'all listen to me. I told you it's very simple tonight. I ain't even preaching. I'm just talking to you. If you're not careful, you'll look at somebody else who got touched, and their light's shining, and you'll judge them.
Yes, sir.
You'll sit back, scoot over, Harley. You'll sit back. Man, you got all kind of candy. Jesus, what else you got? Gracie does. Blame it on Gracie. Why don't somebody else go up? They'll go to youth rally or revival meeting somewhere, and they'll get on fire for God. And you'll sit there and go, Let's see how long this lasts. Let's see how long this lasts. Hey, if it lasts a month, I'm going to enjoy it while it's on. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
If it lasts a month, I'm going to get all the light out of it I can.
Amen.
Somebody help me.
Amen.
Well, I just don't know if it's real. How stupid is that?
Amen.
I know that ain't politically correct, but I never claimed to be. Do you ever sit in here and look at these chandeliers and go, I just don't know if that's real? I'm just not going to enjoy that light because I don't know if that light's real or not. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Is it light or is it dark? If it's light, it's real. Y'all okay? Amen. Them kids up there shouting and praising God. Well, I just don't know if that's real.
What's that?
You gonna tell me that a teenager praising God is faking it? It's hard enough to get them to open a songbook in the congregation and even sing. And then they're going to get up in front of everybody and testify and sing and praise God. And you got the nerve?
Yeah.
Amen.
Go ahead, preacher.
When you ain't sang and when you ain't testified in a coon's age?
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's real. I don't know if you got sense enough to tell the difference between daylight and dark. What the problem is, they bubs working and yours ain't. So instead of tightening up your own bub and praying for a touch in your own life, you want to scoff at them that's shining a little bit. Maybe all we need is a touch, Brother Charles. Y'all going to go home tonight and look for bubs out, ain't you? Y'all are. Y'all going to go through the house and say, let me see if I can find a bub. And I guarantee you got one. I got three that I know of. I did too. I stood in there last night and touched all three of them bugs. They dead. Y'all go home, try it out. Hey, chances are you'll find one. All it needed was just a little touch. All it needed was just a little turn. And that thing will burn again. Be careful. Don't throw one away just because it ain't shining. There's some of you that hadn't shined in a while. I ain't ready to throw you away. And the Lord's not either. We're just praying the Lord come by and touch you and turn you. Is your bulb blown? Or do you just need a touch? Do you just need a turning or a tightening? Listen, lastly, I'm done. This world needs a torch. We need a touch and we need a turn, and this world needs a torch. This world that makes fun of us, This world that laughs at us and this world that scoffs at us, they need us.
Yes,
whether they realize it or not.
Yes, sir.
You listen to me. I was no different than they are. I grew up in a church just like this, shouting, testifying, praising God. I remember laughing at people. I grew up with wind-sucking, hacking preachers. Y'all know what that is? I can do it as good as they can. I grew up listening to that all my life. I remember laughing at them. I remember one old preacher, he's in heaven now. We would set, you know how you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know how you do that? And we'd keep score how many times he'd hack while he'd preach. Made fun of him. Them people stand up and shout like Brother Tommy did tonight. We'd snigger and laugh. You know what? I didn't know it. The whole time they was doing that, the light was shining.
Yeah. Amen.
I didn't realize it, but that light was shining on me.
Right.
What I said I'd never do, I did. Except hack, I ain't never hacked. I can. If the Bible says I can do it. This world needs a torch.
What's that? What's that?
Amen, brother. Boy went to the bathroom, come back and found him a microphone. He's proud of himself. Look at him. I wish I knew what he said. Maybe I'm better glad be glad he. I don't know what. Okay, that's enough. He's just like his daddy, ain't he? His daddy wants to go over and play with a microphone, I guarantee you. I lost my whole train of thought. This world needs a torch. They need a light on your job. They need a light in your school. And don't pull this "I go to a Christian school" stuff on me. They need a light in that Christian school too. I've seen public schools I'd rather preach at than a Christian school. Y'all listening? I'm not knocking a Christian school. I'm for it. I'm just saying, you need to let your light shine everywhere you go. Has the world and life come along and just day by day, month by month, just jarred you loose a little bit? Maybe all we need is tightening up a little bit. One year, we have our graduation service next Sunday night. One year, several years ago, well, I may have been when Katie graduated, somebody gave me a CD to listen to a song for graduation. I had to approve that, and I didn't. Whatever the song was, it was horrible. But there was another song on there I listened to, and boy, that thing stuck with me. And Brother Freddie, you remember, I preached it. That song was "Take Your Candle and Go Light Your World." And I gave every senior that year that was graduating, I gave them a candle. And they sat there and held that candle during the service, and I had a thing where it wouldn't drip on their hand. And while I was preaching, I lit each one of their candles. You remember that? Our job is to give you light. My job as a pastor, our job as Sunday school teachers and bus workers, our job as Christians, period, is to give light to others, so that this world may see. But as you receive that light, then you become responsible for it. And it's your job to go and let that light shine somewhere else. No deep stuff tonight. Does your bulb blow? I wonder if all you need is just a little touch. Just a touch. There's a song, I hadn't heard it in years, and I forget exactly how it goes. Here's what it says. Touch me again, Lord. Touch me again. Touch me again. All you need for your light to burn is a touch. You may need a turning. You may need to tighten up a little bit. You got a little loose with your living. Got a little loose with your heart and your thinking. Maybe we just need God to tighten us up a little bit. I've seen some of y'all so on fire, I was afraid you was going to explode. And just over time, I've seen that fire that burns so bright get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, all the way down to off. I don't think you blowed. I know you didn't lose your salvation. You just need a touch and a tightening. And this world needs a torch. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Here, Brother Josh, you made that sound important. Amen. Brother Todd, y'all come, if you would, get us a song.